This is Chaz Bond of Biogenesis, and you're listening to my good friend, Jim Madonna, on his awesome Power Rock podcast. Now is the time to crank it up.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. Whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock, friends, we got it all. And today I am super excited for today's show, because I have on the line metal vocalist and my friend, Mr. Chaz Bond of Biogenesis. Chaz, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man, it's always great to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you, Chaz. You know, we've done a few interviews, and I got to tell you, I loved each one that we had done. I got to tell you, man, I'm really excited for this one because, you know, you've done a lot of work with Biogenesis, and, you know, your latest release, A Decadence Divine, which was released in May 2017 on Rock Records. Congratulations on your latest release. What I'd like to do, why don't you go ahead and give the listeners some history about yourself, about Biogenesis, and we're going to go ahead and play some songs off the album. So what I'd like to do is turn the floor over to you, man.
All right. Well, I formed Biogenesis back in 1996, I believe. And make a long story short, we made a couple of demos and you know, tried a few different people out until we had a lineup that we liked. And next thing you know, we're signing with Roe Productions out of Australia. And we released our first album, The Mark Bleeds Through, in 2001. And, of course, Biogenesis ended up breaking up a few years later, unexpectedly, before we ever made another album. And I was singing for Jacob's Dream for about a decade, and that was really cool. Did a lot of great things there. I met my wife on the road on tour in Puerto Rico, and then Biogenesis came back again in 2009, and we released another album called The Rise, The Fall, The Rebirth on Soundmass out of England, and then we ended up breaking up again. I wasn't really sure what the future was going to hold, and we got this new lineup that we have now. We do have a new member, which we'll talk about later, but other than that, this new lineup just really recharged me for Biogenesis, you know, and then we signed with Rock Records and started working on this album, and it's just amazing, like you said. We're very proud of it.
Well, you should be proud, because it's definitely some great work. And you know, you had stated that you had some transitions throughout the years with Biogenesis, so that's going to lead me to actually my first question that I would like to ask you. Has there ever been a point in your life where you have lost the desire to sing? And what did you do to rekindle your passion for it?
That's a good question, Jim. You know, yeah, I mean, there's times even now sometimes, if you want the truth. I mean, there are times when I sit back and I think, man, how much longer do I want to do this? You know, I'm 42 now, and, you know, the metal genre is not as popular as it used to be, so it's kind of hard at times, but really, to answer your question, I guess, you know, I think about how it affects the listeners, and I think about it's more for me than just getting up on stage and having fun. I mean, that's definitely part of it. There's no doubt about it. But for me, just knowing, you know, getting letters from fans and getting comments from fans at the shows, you know, this song means this to me, or, you know, your lyrics meant this or that to me. That really, you know, recharges me. It really does. It definitely motivates me spiritually and musically and everything. And whenever I think about that, I'm like, yeah, I need to keep going, you know?
That's awesome, brother. You may have got knocked down, but you got up every time.
That's right. I've been knocked down several times.
Oh, sure. We all have, brother. Chaz, what I'd like to do is talk about the self-titled song, A Decadence Divine. Could you go ahead and give the listeners some history about that song?
Yeah, man. When when I decided we were going to do another album and that Biogenesis was going to return, this world, I just started, you know, I was just really thinking about this world and watching the news and just, it's getting crazy out there, bro. It's getting really crazy out there. And there's so, I mean, we could talk for hours about that, but basically, man, I'm just going to tell you straight, man, we're in the age of the atheist. That's what I call it. And there's a lot of negative things that come from that. When a lot of people popularize the idea that there's no God, there's a lot of things that follow behind that, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of moral issues, and there's a lot of degradation, and that's what it means. So a decadence, it's like we're devolving spiritually rather than evolving, and that's what the decadence is. But it's divine because everyone believes and feels that this decadence is actually progress, and so it's this terrible thing that's divine. You know, that's basically what it's all about. And in the beginning of the song, I actually quote, I believe it was 2 Timothy. I'm quoting it there. And if you listen or read those words from the Bible, it's kind of creepy, you know, because if you didn't know it was from the Bible, you would think for sure that someone was talking about today. So it's pretty powerful.
It is powerful, man. It's an amazing song. And so I'm going to tell you what, brother, let's go ahead and let the listeners hear A Decadence Divine with Biogenesis on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Of the good, always learning with no knowledge of the truth. shall pay what God has foreseen. False wisdom, so-called knowledge, in age of man playing God.
Welcome back. We are with Chaz Bond of Biogenesis. And Chaz, you know, like I stated, man, it's an amazing song, you know, and you're right. We are in the end times, man. Watch the news, all the stuff that's happening now. We don't know what the Lord, what a long time means. However,
correct.
I'd rather believe that there is a God, you know, do things right, of course screw up, than not believe to find out that there was one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you know, if we had more time, I could tell you so many things and so many stories. But, you know, there's a lot of reasons why I believe in God. It's not simply because I was told or simply because that's how I was raised. In fact, what a lot of people may not know about me is that I was raised to believe in God and all of that. And always did and never questioned it. But then when I got into my early 20s, I started questioning everything. And to make a long story short, I went through a period where I almost lost my faith and almost became an atheist. And a lot of people don't realize that that's where I come from. And that's what really inspires a lot of my lyrics in Biogenesis, because I know what it feels like to be confused and to not be sure what to think. And, you know, I felt that, and it was really challenging and really difficult emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. You know, for me, a lot of people, you know, man, I mean, I came out of that, believing even more, for various reasons, which I wish I had time to go into, but, yeah, so if anyone ever wants to know, all they got to do is ask. But yeah, man, that's I don't just simply believe because I read it or because, you know, I experienced many things that say, man, there's no way that all of these things were coincidences in my life.
I could go on for hours too, that there's no other explanation other than miracle,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm.
All right, Chaz, what is a piece of music advice that forever changed your way of thinking?
Wow, that's a good question, bro. You know, man, I took a lot of advice from Jimmy Brown from Deliverance. I'm good friends with him. It's really hard to nail down one thing. You know, I guess you could say,
how about I reiterate it and say, what's one piece of advice that forever changed your way of thinking?
Well, you got to love this, man. You know what I mean? If you do it for money, or if you do it for glory, or if you do it for, you know, things that don't last, you know what I'm saying? You won't last. You know, and I remember talking to a member from All That Remains once when I opened for them, and the member of that band was telling me that, man, you got to love this, and you really, really love it, or you're not gonna be around very long, and that's just absolutely the truth, you know. And I do, at the bottom of my heart, really love what I do, so I guess I would say it would come down to that.
That's a great answer, man. The next track I'd like to talk about, Chaz, is called "The Pain You Left Behind." How about some history, my friend?
Well, that's a very personal song. I had a friend who committed suicide, unfortunately. His name was Jay Brown. He was a very close friend of mine. This happened back in 2005, I believe. Yeah, man. I mean, it's been hard to deal with and all that over the years, but I just felt like I needed to write a song, you know, not so much to, as much to, you know, remember him. I mean, that's part of it, but really just reaching out to other people who have thoughts of suicide, because, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the moment. I mean, we all do sometimes. It's easy to get caught up in a period of darkness. We all have those. The glass is always half full, you know what I'm saying? It's never going to be completely full. And a lot of people choose to focus on the dark side of life, if that makes sense. And they can get caught up in that, and it can be really bad. And so this song is really trying to make you think before you go there, you know, because it only takes one moment, you know, to get caught up in those suicidal thoughts. And once you make that mistake, there's no going back. There's no undoing that. Suicide is like, man, it's a, wow.
It's a selfish, I believe, because it's happened to my family, my cousin, my best friend, you know, he took his own life, and it's a very selfish, it's a very disrespectful act towards the living. You know, I don't think there's anything in this world worth taking your own life for. You know, I truly believe that for every problem, there is a solution. We just got to look for it.
Well, my wife said that it's a permanent solution for a temporary problem.
That's exactly right.
And you know, and my wife is a psychologist, so she knows what she's talking about.
Right.
But yeah, man, it's just, you know, we all feel, you know, we all have our darkest moment at some point, and you know, no one is excluded from that. And it's just a choice, man. You know, think about what you know, you'll get through it. And I promise you, 9 times out of 10, whatever's bothering you now so much that it's driving you to have those thoughts, I guarantee you, if you just put it down and just fight through it, a few years from now, you'll look back and think, man, what was I so upset about? You know?
Yeah, man.
And that's what's really...
You hit the nail on...
Go ahead.
You hit the nail on, right, you know, I mean, you cracked that nail right there, brother, because I can relate to that in so many different areas of my life as well. But I will tell you what, man, let's go ahead and let the listeners hear "The Pain You Left Behind" on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
To lose our hearts.
Again, we are back with Chaz Bond, and, you know, Chaz, just to think about suicide and death, the suicide part of it hurts, because if they're saved, man, you know, absent with the body, present with the Lord, man, they're doing way better than we are.
Sure. You know, I also think, though, that we're here for a reason, for the amount of time that we're here. And, you know, we got to keep that in mind too. You know, don't let the thoughts of the enemy put inside your head. You know, don't let that ruin the fight for you, you know?
Right. All right, Chaz, I want to ask you this, man. I understand some changes with Biogenesis. Got a new drummer, correct? And if so, how about you tell the listeners about that, man?
On the last album, we had a female drummer for a couple of years named Jenica Neely, and she did a fantastic job. We loved having her in the band. And she decided that she was going to move somewhere where she was a few hours away from where the band was, and logistics just weren't adding up anymore. You know, we definitely wish her the best, all the best. She's awesome, and she's always going to be a part of the Bio family, you know. So our new drummer is a guy, and his name is Eli Clausen, and he's in a couple of other bands, but he brings his own style, and he's really good. He's got kind of a jazz background, and kind of puts that within the metal. I love what he's doing, and looking forward to the future with him.
That's awesome. The next song I'd like to talk about is called Brood of Vipers. How about some history?
That's a heavy and dark one. It's actually talking about the Salem witch trials, which is something that always fascinated me. Such a tragic event happened on our soil, in our history. But also the song is kind of using that tragic event to talk about basically finger pointing people who are believers who misuse God's name. And in this case, I mean, the Bible, if you look at everything that Christ taught, I mean, you're talking about, you know, let he who has, you know, no sin cast the first stone, and you're hanging people. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't add up. And it's sad that still today, even though maybe we're not hanging people, there's just still way too much finger pointing going on, man. And unfortunately, it turns a lot of people off, I think, who are searching and who are trying to figure out what they believe. And they see some of this kind of stuff. And it unfortunately, it scares some people away. And the sad thing is, it's not at all what Christ taught. And it's not what Christianity is about at all.
Here it is, Brood of Vipers with Biogenesis. Crank it up!
Like a bitter plastic snake, brood of vipers.
precedes insanity. Brood of vipers, children of the snake. Brood of vipers, a dozen teens for heaven's sake. Spirit, send the sight.
All right. Again, we are back with Mr. Chaz Bond. And Chaz, you know, everything that you had explained prior to the song, and it's a sad thing, but I believe this is how it's supposed to be, you know, going back to the end times, you know? I mean, not everybody's going to make it. I think it's been the ball's definitely rolling. I pray that people just get with the program.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
Chaz, let me ask you this. What was that defining moment in your life that made you want to become a metal vocalist or a vocalist, period?
Well, to be honest, I was just a little kid, and I remember standing, this may sound crazy, but it's the truth. I was just standing in my bedroom and kind of daydreaming as children do. And I remember just having like this vision of seeing myself on stage. And I remember feeling nervous and, you know, and feeling that feeling of having people watching you as you're singing. And I mean, I literally had the vision at, you know, say 5 years old. At that point in time, I had no idea what I was doing, but that pretty much set me on the path. I mean, I started recording my own stuff at home when I was only 10 years old. So I've pretty much always been singing some kind of rock or attempting to sing some kind of rock or metal pretty much from the get-go. My mom swears that that I was singing even before that, before I can remember. So really, it started from the beginning, bro.
Next track I'd like to talk about is called Lines in the Sand. How about some history?
Well, that song, Luke brought it to the table. Our guitarist, Luke Neely, brought it to the table as an option when we were writing the song. He had already written the music and kind of hanging on to it. I don't know, man. I was just thinking, the album is themed around that A Decadence Divine kind of subject matter. And I was thinking about a lot of that. And I was just thinking about, it's basically, man, I mean, God has drawn certain lines in the sand for very certain reasons and for our benefit. And when man tries to play God and tries to erase those lines and cross those lines and ignore them, bad things happen as a result. And that's really kind of what it's talking about. It talks about various things that are involved with that, but at the end of the day, man, there's a reason why God made you the way he did, you know, and there's a reason why we're supposed to drink water. There's a reason why the trees help us breathe. You know what I'm saying? And when you go and start trying to undo creation, so to speak, and undo things that God made in a natural way, bad things happen. And I believe that there's a lot of those things going on now that are going to lead nowhere good. That's what the song's about.
And here it is, Lines in the Sand with Biogenesis. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Each generation, with each passing day, we are walking further away. All the while you're
Welcome back. Again, we are with Mr. Chaz Bond. And Chaz, what we're going to do is we're going to get ready to close the show out. I'd like to ask you one more question. What type of legacy or how would you like to be remembered to your friends, family, and fans when you go home to be with the Lord?
Man, I would like to be remembered as a guy who gave it his all, gave everything he had, and someone who just wanted to leave his impression on the world, even if in a small way, and just someone who tried to spread a positive message, you know, in some dark places and dark corners of the world. And just, you know, someone who, you know, was a loving father and a loving husband and a trustworthy friend you know, someone who had your back, you know.
That's a great legacy, man. Awesome. Well, Chaz, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to close the show out. That I truly wish you the utmost success, man, in all that you do. And I pray that God just continues to bless you. He blesses your families, your band, your music, everything. I just ask God, keep his hands on you and just watch what he can do, man. I truly thank you for this opportunity to talk to you about this, because I know I've gotten a lot out of it, and I thank you for that.
Hey, I thank you as well, brother. It's always an honor for you to have me on your show. It's really awesome. I really appreciate you helping get the music out there and all of that. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And I also definitely, you know, I want more people, more and more people to listen to Jim and Donna and the Power Rock Podcast. If you haven't heard it, you need to get on it.
Thank you for your kind words, my friend. All right. Well, there you have it. An interview with Chaz Bond, lead vocalist of Biogenesis. What we're going to do is we're going to play one more song. This one here is called As Empires Fall. Peace.
Ah!